This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In Armenia, humanitarians have sounded the alarm over the vast health needs of the refugees newly arrived from Karabakh and the impact on the local health system. The World Health Organization, WHO, said on Tuesday that the most vulnerable among the 100,000 who crossed the border into Armenia within a matter of days require treatment for chronic conditions including hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. The agency's Dr. Marthe Everard, special representative of the WHO regional director to Armenia, just back from the town of Goris, a key point of entry, said that the country's health system needs to be strengthened to cope with the massive influx of refugees. Infectious diseases have to be monitored and treated, and measles vaccination gaps closed. She also underscored that mental health and psychosocial support was critical. Back in the Karabakh town of Kankendi, which is also known by ethnic Armenians as Stepanakert, Marko Suchi, team leader with UN Humanitarian Partners ICRC, the Red Cross, said that the priority was now to find those in extreme need of treatment who are left behind.
A couple of days ago, on the fourth floor of an apartment building, we met Susanna, an elderly cancer patient who was alone and unable to get out of her bed. Neighbors had left her food and water several days beforehand, but their supplies were running out. And while she waited for help, she had started to lose all hope. After ensuring she was stable, she was evacuated by ambulance into Armenia.
10 years after the Lampedusa shipwreck and as thousands continue to die in the Mediterranean, UN migration and refugee chiefs have called for strengthened action to save lives and protect the rights of people on the move. In a statement on Tuesday, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR's Filippo Grandi, and International Organization for Migration, IOM head Amy Pope, deplored the fact that a decade after a boat holding over 500 women, men and children sank off the coast of Lampedusa, tragedies on migration routes have become appallingly normalized. Mr. Grandi and Ms. Pope urged more cooperation on search and rescue operations, life-saving assistance for migrants and refugees, and an end to the criminalization of NGOs that provided it. They also called for effective regular pathways that meet the needs and uphold the human rights of all concerned, and more efforts in the fight against trafficking, exploitation, and migrant disappearances. The international community has the capacity to make a difference, the two UN leaders said. In South Sudan, almost all the families who fled the conflict in Sudan have been skipping meals, while child malnutrition has gained ground, the UN World Food Programme WFP said on Tuesday. Almost 300,000 people, overwhelmingly South Sudanese returnees, have crossed into the country since fighting broke out in neighboring Sudan over 5 months ago. According to WFP, 90% of returnee families are experiencing moderate or severe food insecurity, and 1 in 5 children is malnourished. Here's WFP's director in South Sudan, Mary Ellen McGroarty.
WFP is supporting the newly arrived families with everything we have available. We're doing hot meals, high-energy biscuits, dry rations, and cash-based transfers. But this is only meeting immediate needs of these families, and the rations we're able to provide are only 50% of what they should be.
Ms. McGroarty said that across South Sudan, WFP has a funding gap of $536 million over the next 6 months and has only reached 40% of food insecure people with assistance so far this year. In Libya, 101 doctors, nurses, and paramedics lost their lives during Storm Daniel last month or in its immediate aftermath, according to the UN World Health Organization, WHO. The deceased health workers are among the 4,333 people thus far confirmed dead following the storm. More than 8,500 people are still missing. WHO representative in Libya, Dr. Ahmed Zoitan, said that not only are these health workers missed by their families and loved ones, but the whole community is affected by their departure, adding that certainly the health sector in eastern Libya and beyond will be hit hard. WHO underscored that even before Storm Daniel struck the country, Libya's health system had been badly disrupted by more than a decade of conflict, leading to shortages of staff, medicines, and equipment. The UN Health Agency said that it is working closely with local and national health authorities to restore access to health services in the worst affected areas. WHO is also helping rehabilitate Libya's health system by redeploying medical staff and providing much-needed medicines and supplies. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.